It's 8 o'clock, Inspiration 92.3 FM.
Hi, my name is Onimisi Adaba. Now, in partnership with Bridge Clinic, the first pioneering IVF center in Nigeria, every Tuesday from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Inspiration FM, I'll be coming your way with a show called The Men's Room, which is the much-needed platform for healthy and honest discussions on things we as men hardly talk about. Now, don't forget, I'm partnering with Bridge Clinic, and it's coming your way on Tuesday from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. The Men's Room, from the bedroom to the boardroom.
Thanks for joining in. If you are just hooking up, all right, you're right on time. Right on time. Well, we haven't started yet, yeah? My name is Onimisi Adaba, and this is The Men's Room in collaboration with Bridge Clinic. And we've been talking on fertility and fertility issues. It's a series, actually, we've built up over time, and we'll be unfolding and peeling one after another just to let you in on what it is and more so how it can be taken care of. Yeah? All right, fertility, that's what it's all about. Like I said, I'm Onimisi Adaba. How are you today? You know, I always ask that. I'm telling you because how are you? How was your day? Yeah? Day's going good? All right, fantastic. I can clap for you. Yippee-ki-yay. Okay, if it's not, it's okay. It's fine. It's fine. Just one of those days and you'll be fine and you'll be better off. Hey, listen to us and you probably will just catch a thing or two. You learn every day. So, I've got this kit for you. I'll let it play in a short while, and then when I come back, I'll introduce who I have in the studio and what we're going to be talking about. Matter of fact, if you listen to it, you will know what we're going to be talking about. You've been on Facebook, you'll know what we're going to be talking about. You're still asking what we're talking about? Okay, fine. We're talking on male infertility. That's what we're talking about. It's a big deal right now, I tell you. Big deal. But we're going to break it all down and just let you in on the fact that it's not that much of a big deal. It can be taken care of. Right? All right, stay with us.
This is Men's Room with Onimisi Adaba.
As many as 15% of all couples trying to get pregnant are infertile, meaning that they cannot conceive after 1 year of unprotected sex. Infertility can be caused by many different things, some social, some environmental, and some biological. The source of the infertility is sometimes the male partner, sometimes the female partner, and sometimes both partners. We'll talk about infertility that is caused by the male partner, or male factor infertility. Male factor infertility alone is responsible for infertility in about 30% of cases, and can contribute to infertility in another 20% of cases. This means that there's some degree of male factor infertility in up to half of infertility cases.
I guess. I thought if I was making sperm, everything would be fine on my side.
Actually, to be fertile, a man must produce enough sperm that are able to fertilize an egg.
Well, isn't one sperm enough?
It's true that only one sperm fertilizes the egg, but millions of sperm are actually needed to give a good chance of that happening. Presence, quantity, quality, and getting the sperm in contact with the egg are all important. When a boy goes through puberty, the same hormones that are responsible for muscle growth, facial hair, and deepened voice also trigger the production of sperm in the testicles or testes. Men produce sperm throughout their lives, though the number of sperm produced tends to decrease after age 50 or so. Also, it's not enough to make sperm. The sperm that is produced must be of good quality in order for a pregnancy to happen.
So, what do you mean quality?
Not all sperm are created equal. Sperm quality responds to changes in a man's environment, like exposure to high temperatures, medications, chemicals, or sickness. Once the exposure's over, the quality will often return to normal. Other times, sperm quality is affected by medical conditions, such as undescended testes, varicoceles, blockages, and hormone abnormalities. These chronic conditions can affect sperm quality for longer periods and may need treatment.
It's brand new on Inspiration FM. Bridge Clinic, the first pioneering IVF center in Nigeria, partners with The Men's Room to bring you the much-needed platform for healthy and honest discussions on things we as men hardly talk about. Join in every Tuesday from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. with Onimisi Adaba, The Men's Room. The Men's Room. From the bedroom to the boardroom.
That's right, from the bedroom to the boardroom. That's what it's all about, the men's room right here. And we are talking fertility, infertility in men. And not just that, we're looking at the myths and all of that. You know, all kinds of stories go around. You know, some are authentic and some aren't, and we're not sure, we don't know. Especially now that we have all kinds of gadgets and phones, that word just goes out before this message, forward as read, or forward as, you know, all kinds of things are being forwarded left, right, and center. You can't tell which is real, which is not, which is fake, and which is, I mean, all kinds of stuff. But right here in the men's room, we're going to break a whole lot of things down. So, in continuing with the fertility matters in the men's room, we would be looking at debunking some of the myths around male infertility. And as it turns, most cases of male infertility are idiopathic, which, that's a big word now, right? Well, okay, I'll break it down for you. Feeling like a medical personnel myself. Basically, a condition that arises spontaneously and for which the cause is actually unknown. Last week, we did say that all fertility cases, approximately 40 to 50%, that is huge, is due to male factor infertility. And as many as 2% of all men will exhibit suboptimal sperm parameters. But guess what? It's not a death sentence. It's not a death sentence. It doesn't take anything from you. And it's not over, because through simple lifestyle changes, many men can improve their fertility significantly. And for the male infertility issues that require fertility treatment, you know, to achieve pregnancy, men should rest assured that these issues are highly treatable. Yep. Highly treatable with great success, and the Bridge Clinic is like a one-stop shop for all of this. Yeah, you've got a challenge and it needs some medical attention in this regard, check out the Bridge Clinic. That's where you go for all of that. Now, a doctor once said that many men do not think about their fertility and somehow kind of avoid learning more due to the fear of the unknown. Many men, yeah? But guess what? Learning about basic male fertility helps take the fear and confusion out of conception. So we're dealing with the fear right now. We're breaking it down. We're going head on, you know, to take care of all the myths and all of that. True or false? Is it true that when you do this, when you do that, when you live like this? We're breaking it down. Now, you know, I'm not doing it all by myself. Of course I'm not doing it all by myself. I've got the fertility expert in the house, all the way from Bridge Clinic, Dr. Bamidele Babatunde. He's a fertility physician from the Bridge Clinic, the foremost fertility clinic in Nigeria. And together we're going to be talking about the myths and all of that. What is, what isn't? They said, but hey, he's been there, he's done that professionally, medically, and he's going to break it all down. You can also be a part of this conversation. How? It's simple. You can send your WhatsApp messages to 081-046-07791. Oh, sure, I'll take it again. 081-046-07791. That's a WhatsApp number that you can send a WhatsApp to. And if you want to send a text, just text fertility to that number, and they'll attend to you. Yeah, the studio lines, we can pick up calls straight up. It's 081-731-36193. And also 0700-923-923-923. Just have the numbers, 0700-923-923-923. Grab on these numbers and we'll have a conversation in a short while. All right, Doc, thanks for coming. Good to have you here. It's been a long day, I see.
Yeah, good evening, Mr. Adaba. Good evening, Lagos.
How was your day?
Oh, fine.
What's a typical day like for you? I mean, considering where you work and what you do, what is a typical day like?
You know what Lagos is like now. Get a walk 7:45 and
you're there. You just get lost in it. You know, it's like you bury yourself in it, and before you know it, you look at your watch and it's like, whoa, it's 12 noon already. Whoa, it's 2 o'clock already, and all of that. Especially when you enjoy what you're doing.
Exactly.
And you look like one who enjoys what he does.
You know, it's a highly emotional.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Part of medicine,
exactly.
Whereby you see women who have been stigmatized, and most importantly, the joy of it is now men are coming to understand that they must be involved.
Yeah,
they must be involved.
Exactly.
Just like what these kids,
yes,
what we heard there, that about 40, actually in the developed world, mm-hmm. it's about 30%, but in developing world, it's about 40%, 40 to 50% of our men actually have the
fertility problems.
Yeah.
But then again, you see, it's high for us, but then the women take the bullet. I mean, take the hit.
In this part of the
in world, this yes. part, yeah.
That's why I said it's a good thing that we're doing this so that men are conscious, more conscious of this fact,
yeah,
and know that to do a man's test is simple, it's not invasive.
Mm-hmm.
The man just comes in and gives us the sample, and we analyze, mm-hmm. we check what the semen sample is like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I said the other time that having semen does not equate to having sperm cells.
Exactly.
They are not the same thing. You may have semen and without sperm cells.
You know, I see you unwinding already, as in getting into your world and like, look, give me room. I'm going to peel this one after the other and all of that. So let's just dive straight up into it. So all kinds of myth, left, right, and center. And we'll take them one after the other and hopefully exhaust within the time that we have. Now, one of them says, only women need to take supplements to improve fertility. What's your take on that?
Yes, looking at this, supplements, basically like antioxidants,
mm-hmm.
they're actually good to help infertility.
Yeah.
But let me even talk about the women. Taking those supplements does not also mean that the quantity of the eggs they have will go up.
Mm-hmm.
All women have fixed number of eggs in there.
Mm.
And what they're doing is getting out those eggs.
Mm.
They are not producing eggs.
Mm. Mm.
So when they take those supplements, what happens is it helps with the quality of the eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, it's just gets to improve the quality of the eggs
a little. Okay. And it makes
then
a difference?
Yes, it does. It does. Okay. It actually does. Then for men, if the first thing they must know is if the cause of the low sperm count is not known, most of the time the supplement you take may not help with the count, especially even if the man has no sperm at all and you're taking supplements.
I mean, it's like one plus, how do you say that? Is it two times zero is zero? It's just zero, zero, zero because there's nothing there.
Exactly.
But what could be there? Why wouldn't we know the cause of low sperm count or no sperm at all? I mean, I once gathered that, look, all kinds of things are propping up to cause this, from lifestyle, you know, all kinds of things. But
all those factors actually contribute to about 5 to 10% of the causes of male infertility or low sperm count or no sperm count.
Mm-hmm.
But in more than 90% of times, you don't know the cause. You examine the man, the testicles are there, it's fine.
Everything is perfect.
Big veins, obvious veins, which we call the varicocels, they are not there. But yet, the man, the sperm count is low. So if you take supplements in that instance, you may not get any form of improvement. But the supplement in men could actually also help with the quality of the sperm cells.
All right, let's check out another myth here. It says, cell phones, laptops, hot tubs, and bicycles seem to affect the semen and all of that. I don't know. You tell me.
Yeah.
Hot tubs, sauna. Saunas, you know, the sauna bath. And I used to enjoy that sauna.
You know, last week I made mention of the fact that the place or the position of the testicles.
Yes. Yeah.
It's like planned. The temperature of that place is lower than the temperature of the other parts of the body.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that increases the temperature of the testicular region would or could actually affect sperm production.
Yeah.
Because the optimal temperature of the place is just okay for sperm production. Anything higher than the temperature would definitely reduce sperm production. So anything that will cause that, be it
sauna, riding bikes,
over a long time,
hot tubs,
over a long time, would definitely affect.
So one off, like say, hey, let me go enjoy sauna just for today, and that's
no,
it.
That should not affect.
That shouldn't be. How about boxers and briefs, underwears? You know, again, it is said that sometimes for us men, it is best to wear boxers. Because briefs, tight briefs, you stand a chance of damaging that region.
Actually, there's no significant difference between mm-hmm. those who put on boxers and the briefs. Mm-hmm. But we've advised people, especially those ones who have such low sperm count mm-hmm. and other male...
Just precautionary...
Exactly. That is better you... So that at least... It does not increase the temperature of the place. Yeah. So it's better you put on something that is loose, mm-hmm. that is a bit free than brief.
So if you're just hooking up, this is the Men's Room in collaboration with Bridge Clinic. And what we're talking about today is just demystifying all of the myth behind male infertility and saying, hey, look, it's not a death sentence. There's an answer big time. And so you can always go to the Bridge Clinic and get yourself checked out and sorted out. The numbers to call... 0700 923 923 923. You want to send a text message or WhatsApp is 081 731 36 193. You can also send text messages to 081 04 60 7791. That's 081 04 60 7791. You can also text fertility to this same number that I called. And all your questions will be answered by the experts there. So, well, we got a call. Hi, how are you? What's your name?
My name is Sunday. I'm calling from Apata.
All right, Sunday. Thanks for calling in. What's your angle?
Yeah, I want to. I'm listening to the talk on mm-hmm. male infertility.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know the effect of infection. Like having a itching in your private body, having itching.
Oh, okay.
Can you could be that you have an infection or can it affect your stomach?
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Sunday, having itches around the testicles should not affect sperm count. All you need to do is to see a doctor. So that you're examined and we're sure that you don't have any form of infection.
Mm. All right. Okay, so let's move on to another myth here that says male infertility is genetic.
Yes, exactly. Mm. Male infertility could actually be genetic.
Which is why you said what you said earlier on, that checks would be done and realizing that nothing is wrong with the male or nothing. Could it be?
Exactly. Mm. Exactly, yes. But the most important thing is, you know, I said most of the time you cannot even identify the cause.
Yeah.
But if genetic analysis is done, it could be discovered, especially in men who have low sperm count, and then there's a genetic component to it, which can be found when you perform the genetic analysis.
Okay.
If that happens and a man has a male child, that male child could also have low sperm counts.
Wow. So, okay. I think we have another caller. Hello?
Hello, good evening.
Hi, how are you? What's your name?
My name is Kingsley.
All right, Kingsley. Thanks for calling in. What's your angle?
Okay, a friend of mine called me about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So, he got married in July last year.
Mm-hmm.
The case now that he's having is that he said any time that the wife is in ovulation, is that he will not get erection, but immediately after the ovulation period, erection will come back.
Okay.
So I was thinking maybe something spiritual. I told him, only during the ovulation, he said, yes, I was told something spiritual. But now that the doctor is here, I think, let me ask a question. Can that sort of thing be found in men?
All right, Doc, up to you. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Kingsley. One, it could be psychological. Hmm. It could be psychological. What I tell couples is, if you're attempting to conceive, it's better you have intercourse without putting your mind on ovulation when it's you ovulating.
Okay.
Just have intercourse, enjoy yourselves, mm-hmm. and it will happen.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're putting your mind on, oh, this is the day of ovulation, oh, the wife has called, I'm ovulating today, you need to come You understand? Mm-hmm. That could actually affect the man psychologically, and have the man might have poor erection.
So we're talking of this is a case of just freeing your mind.
Yes. Yes. Let them just have intercourse normally. Maybe alternate days. And not waiting for the time of ovulation.
Strange. What has been your strangest encounter with the client? I doubt you'd be able to talk about that, but I can only imagine, you know, all kinds of things you hear within around this infertility and all of that. We have a caller, right? Okay, they're calling in. Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Hi, how are you? What's your name?
Shola is my name.
All right, Shola, thanks for calling in. What's your angle?
I'm calling from my dad.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Yes, I just want to ask the doctor in the house.
Yeah.
My wife is 44, going to 45.
Mm-hmm.
And then the diagnosis was actually extreme low sperm count. So what are the options available?
Bullseye. Thanks for calling. You're right in the right in the zone. Doc, over to you. Unleash. Help the man.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for the question. The wife is 44, going to 45, and then there's low sperm count.
Yeah.
And in fact, he said extreme low sperm count. The advice is they need to visit to see a fertility specialist.
They need to visit the Bridge Clinic.
Who is going
a fertility specialist. They need to be at the Bridge Clinic to check you out.
Who is going to examine them?
Yeah.
Examine the woman. We're not going to assume that is just the low sperm count. Mm-hmm. We're going to investigate the woman. The man's test, just like I said, is simple. Just get a sample, analyze it, and see how low the sperm count is.
Mm.
Then there's a way out of this.
Yeah.
There's a way out of this.
I mean, that's the fantastic part of all of these things we're talking about. It's not a death sentence. It's a way out. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
This is Ola from Osa.
All right, Ola. Thanks for calling all the way.
Yeah, please. My sperm doesn't smell smell. So I don't know what is wrong.
Mm.
And then since all this while I've been having intercourse with my wife, she's not yet pregnant.
And how long is this now?
For almost 2 years now.
Okay. All right. Thanks for calling, Ola. Doc?
Yeah. Ola will also need to forget about the smell of the semen,
mm-hmm.
but the most important thing is it needs to be assessed
mm-hmm.
with the wife
mm-hmm.
so that we know the actual cause of the infertility and then would advise on the way to go.
One other myth here says hard drugs can affect male fertility. You know, consuming hard drugs and all of that. Hard drugs affects fertility and most importantly pose a threat, you know, to your life. That's the individual, the consumer right now. Okay, we have a caller. Let's hear you out and then we'll take on the myth. Hello?
Hello, good
evening. Hi, how are you?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Good.
I'm very fine.
Good. What's your name?
Okay. My name is Michael.
All right, Mikey.
Yeah.
Talk to us.
Okay.
I want to ask you a question. You see me and my wife now, as in, she don't have the strength of, I don't understand, concerning sex, don't have that sex drive. I mean, drive me crazy. Even now, I'm like asking a drug that will reduce my own true self because the way she is, I don't like it. I don't want to do something because I let have an issue.
Okay.
Now, anything concerning sex, don't need it. And now, even our son.
Yeah, I think they would actually need counseling.
Yeah.
That's the basic thing. They need counseling.
Mm. All right, let's take one more call and then we'll tackle the myth on hard drugs. Hello?
Good evening.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Dario, how do you mean?
All right, thanks for calling. Talk to us.
Thank you. Doctor, some of the issues brought to me have to do more with behavioral lifestyle, much more than medical. Could you shed light on this for us so men could get their lives and be more productive biologically?
Okay. Yeah, thank you. I think I will start from our mothers. When you have a baby boy, please examine the testicles, ensure the testicles are there. And because if they are not there, they can still be salvaged before the boy is 6 years old. Also, for men, smoking can affect the quality of the sperm cells, excessive alcohol intake, and then obesity. We should watch the food we
eat. Waistline.
We should, our weight, we should have normal body mass index, because if the body mass index is high, the estrogen level in the body will go up, and then the testosterone level goes down. So it will affect sperm production.
Wow.
All these things are the things we need to look out for.
So let's talk about, okay, you talked about hard drugs. Okay, hard drugs. Not just smoking, but hard drugs. You know, I don't know, even some medical drugs that would be prescribed for you and all of that for an individual.
I think I should just talk about
prescription drugs, antibiotics, like blood pressure medications.
Sometimes,
and, you know,
sometimes for some people, we have some antihypertensives that you take that could affect the erection.
Yeah.
So if a man is experiencing this, it's advisable that he sees his doctor, goes back to complain, and adjustment should be made.
So it's all about infertility here, male infertility, myths, and just demystifying. And oh my goodness, the lines are lit up like a Christmas tree. Now, for further inquiries, you can send fertility, that's the word fertility, to our WhatsApp line. The WhatsApp line is 081-046-07791. You can also give us a call right here, 0700-923-923-923. Doc is here, he'll hear you out, and of course, give you all the answers you need to know. Hello?
Good evening.
Hi, how are you? What's your name?
Okay, my name is Anthony.
All right, Anthony. Thanks for calling. Talk to us.
Okay. I just want to ask, does masturbation affect fertility? I want to listen already.
All right, Doc. That's up to you now.
Yeah, basically, masturbation should not affect fertility. It should not. And studies have not shown that it does affect fertility.
Okay. How about age? I mean, the man's age, we have
Mr. Adaba, you're going back to this age issue.
I mean, we're just trying to break as much as we can. All kinds of people are... Hello?
Oh, good evening.
Hey, we've got a lady in the house. What's your name?
My name is Bimbo, SNG.
All right, thanks for calling, Bimbo. Talk to us.
Okay, well, I just want to say hello to Dr. Bamdele.
Okay. Yeah, hello, Bimbo.
How are you today?
I'm good, are you?
I'm just impressed, and I want to say well done. And I don't know what to say more than to say well done at the Beach Clinic.
Thank you, Bimbo.
Thank you very much.
You're
bye-bye.
Welcome.
Thanks for calling, Bimbo. That's what it's all about. Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay.
All right. What's your name?
My name is Ike.
All right, Ike. Thanks for calling. What's your story?
My wife. I have 2 girls.
Okay, you have 2 girls. The line is quite fuzzy.
Can you hear me now?
Okay, yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah. She wants boys. This is a myth that you have. I don't know if it's a myth. But it's until when a man and his wife have intercourse during maybe when her menses is strong or I don't think there's any science maybe conclusion that can determine if a pregnancy will be male or female. Or she may be that guys, this means that she may be doing her heat period, maybe after 15 days, while we're having intercourse to be boy or girl. And I'm like, I don't believe that. How to get a question on that? How can a pregnancy be determined if a boy or a girl? Then, of course.
Okay.
Yes.
That's the gender of the child.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, they believe that can be determined looking at the time of ovulation and saying maybe the Y sperm cells are faster than X sperm cells and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not usually, it doesn't usually go that way. We've seen people.
Where is this from? I mean, where did they hear this?
No,
from?
Studies have shown that happens. That X sperm cells are slower than Y sperm cells, but it has not worked all the time.
Yeah.
Maybe a few times.
There are exceptions, worked. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Exceptions. But genetic analysis can also attend, can also support this issue.
Okay, let's take one more call and then we'll try another myth. Hello?
Hello, Doctor. My name is Peter.
All right, Pete. Thanks for calling. What's your angle?
Okay, then. I want to find out something. I'm trying to make my wife pregnant.
Mm.
I discovered that it's done with having tacos. I discovered the sperm is flowing out of her.
Okay.
Most cases I discovered when maybe when she wants to move, the whole thing is coming out. I was wondering if it's okay.
All right, Doc.
Yeah. What I tell clients is, if he has maybe 2, 3, 4, 5 kids, that will be a concern. It won't be a concern. But because they are expectant,
mm-hmm.
all these things become important to them.
Mm-hmm.
So the advice would be that they consult a fertility specialist, and then the analysis will be done. They will be assessed. The man's semen will be assessed. The woman would undergo some investigation so that we are able to identify what the cause is. The sperm cells or the semen is coming back should not affect fertility.
Mm.
Because what is happening is you need...
just one.
What is coming out is the semen. Mm. Though it will contain, it might contain some sperm cells.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the sperm cells would have swum up to fertilize if they are adequate. I also need to make this point here. You know, in the skits, the scientist was talking about somebody asking that, is it not just one sperm cell
exactly,
that fertilizes? But by IVF, we're able to identify that for one sperm cell to actually fertilize an egg, you need about 200 normal sperm cells swimming around that egg for one of them to be the winner.
Yeah.
That sperm cell moves forward to fertilize the egg. So that's why we need quite a number of sperm cells.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about 15 million per mil. We talk about motility of 40%. That's the ability of the sperm cells to swim.
Mm.
And then we look at the normal forms of the sperm cells, which we call the morphology, which should be about 4% or more.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Talk about learning every day. What's your name?
My name is Joshua.
All right, Josh. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Talk to us.
Hello. Good evening, Dr. Vandele.
Good evening, Joshua.
Yeah, okay. So my question goes this way. About 3 years ago, I noticed more like a lump on one of my tests. It felt like a small bean grain, a grain of bean, like that little, you know. And over time, it developed to the size of a cashew nut. Right. So I recently went to hospital. You know, I want to say I take all of the blame. I'm guilty. I'm one of the people who don't want to go to the clinic because they're afraid to hear, you know, maybe very, very worse or bad diagnosis. Mm. So I went to the hospital recently, and doctor says I have epididymitis or something. So I might need surgery. He said he wants surgery to either remove it or drain it or something. You know, so I've been scheduled for surgery. He wants to conduct some scans and tests sometime next month. But I asked a few questions, and I would like to ask you again.
Please go ahead.
Hello?
Go on, please.
Yes. You know, like every other surgery, you know, I have doubts, I have fears. You know, but if coming from a professional again, is there something I should worry about? Something I should feel like would probably hamper my reproductive plans in the future? Or is it just routine? Or can you just even explain the procedure to me or the illness, you know, a little bit more better? Because the doctor was more in a hurry that day and expected to just understand, okay, young man, you'll be okay. Examine you, go for tests. I'm supposed to go for seminar fluid analysis to check, you know, one or two other things. But if you could just throw more light, I'd be very, very happy.
Yes.
All right.
The condition is actually what we call most likely epididymal cyst. Is a cyst affecting the epididymis. And it's a minor surgery. It's not a major surgery. It's something you should do because it could get bigger And if they attempt to get the fluid out without opening it up and getting the layer of the cyst out, the fluid will accumulate again. So it's better something is done about it, and you'll be fine.
So in other words, the earlier it's done, the better.
The earlier it's done.
It's not major anymore.
No, it's not major. It's not major.
Okay.
It's not major. They need to get...
But what causes it? Why did it happen in the first place?
It's like someone also developing... if there's like a pouch.
Okay.
You know, people that have fluid in the testicles, okay, in the scrotal sac, okay, that we call hydrocele,
yeah,
and all that fluid coming down into a pouch that is not supposed to be there. So it could actually happen. That's just like a cyst from the epididymis.
All right. Let's talk about this myth now. A healthy male sperm, all sperm are healthy. Now, it says in an average male, only 14% of sperm by strict morphology have a normal shape size and ability to move properly. While this may seem low, remember that you only need one sperm to fertilize an egg and become pregnant.
Yes, you know, I talked about that just now.
Yeah.
Looking at the what we call the morphology of the sperm or the normal form, a normal sperm should have the normal head, what we call a mid piece, which is the midpoint or the middle of the sperm cell, and then a tail for it to swim. So for normal fertilization to take place, all these parts must be intact. Some sperm cells will have two heads or more. Some may have two tails or more. Some, the form, the way they appear, you will see that they are abnormal. So for World Health Organization to look at it and say, for a normal conception to take place, a man should have about at least 4% of the 15 million per male sperm cells to be normal. It means that you could have as much as 90% or more that are abnormal. It could be that bad.
Male fertility is what we're talking about right here, and demystifying it. And by goodness, are the calls coming in like crazy. Well, it just tells. And I'm glad that the guys are speaking and talking. It's really impressive. Really impressive. Yeah. Now we can keep the conversation going. You can send all your inquiries to this WhatsApp number. That's 081-0460-7791. Send all your inquiries there at Fertility. And then, you already know the station number. 0700-923-923-923. We've got someone on the line right now. Hi, how are you?
Fine.
Good. What's your name?
My name is Mark. I'm calling you from Lekki.
All right, Mark. Thanks for calling in. Talk to us.
Please, I want to know how masturbation affects the spine. You know, there's this kind of massive way of doing it somehow, but I just want to know how it affects the spine again. Now that you're not married, that someone is not married, and then how can it possibly affect you in the future when you want to settle down in order? That's what I want to know.
All right, thanks for calling, Mark. Doc?
Yeah, I've said that also earlier. Studies have not shown that masturbation affects fertility, but because of the psychological and moral aspects.
Yeah, reservations about that.
I don't want to go into that.
Okay, that's fine. All right, so let's look at, it says we're a whole lot of what we eat. In fact, even in keeping fit and gymming and all of that, they said a whole percentage of it starts from the kitchen, the dining table, and all of that. The same for this. A myth says diet does not affect male fertility. In fact, one says mostly plant-based diet has been found to improve fertility and overall health. So people are asked to eat a whole lot of grains, fruits, and vegetables, and all of that. What's your angle on that?
Yeah, I think that has to do more with the weight. You eat a lot of fat, you get obese, and then, just like I said, the testosterone level starts to go down, estrogen level goes up for men.
Yeah.
And both in terms of the general well-being, if we're too obese, the body mass index is on the high side, it could actually affect our health and then fertility. Then when we eat, especially food substances like fruits that contain vitamin C. Vitamin C is antioxidant, and that could also help to take care of the bad oxygen, the superoxides and all that in the system, and then sperm production goes on normally.
No, but I mean, from a whole lot of these things you've talked about, it's safe to say that lifestyle matters a lot.
Exactly.
You know, from
exactly.
consumption Hello? Of booze and... Hello?
Hello?
Hello, hi, how are you? What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Mr. Tony. I'm calling from Satellite.
All right, thanks for calling.
Yes.
Go ahead.
There is this thing I want to find out there. I have a problem.
Gosh, we lost Tony there. We lost him there. Please call back if you can. All right, let's go on and let's see what happens. Now, what are the symptoms? How would one know, you know, and how long will it take about male infertility? I mean, it's not something that, look, I have a headache, I need to go to the hospital and check myself out. I mean, what are the symptoms?
Exactly. Yeah. Mr. Daba, it doesn't show, you know, the semen that comes out after intercourse may not contain sperm cells. But because semen is coming out, the fluid, which is just like a transport medium for the sperm cells, a man sees that and feels, oh, I'm fine. The wife should go and check herself.
Yes.
But until semen analysis is done to check what the count is, in fact, the volume of the semen is also important. It should be more than 1.5 mils. Then the count, the motility, and the normal forms of the sperm cells. Semen analysis needs to be done for you to make the diagnosis. And you can't tell, except in some people, that you're not seeing anything.
Yeah.
No semen, nothing comes out after intercourse. Yeah. And the woman will know that, oh, my husband does not ejaculate.
Are there cases like that?
Oh, sure.
Really?
Sure. Yeah. We call it a spermia.
A spermia?
No semen. That actually is the time most men think there's an issue. But if semen is coming out, they think, oh,
nobody
I'm fine.
Was, yeah.
Until when they come in. And we advise that men come in even before the women, before the wife will come to ask questions.
Mm.
Men should come, have themselves tested. I do say that men's test is not invasive.
It's a basic
Just give us the sample and we analyze
you'll check it.
It
out. And how do you diagnose this?
Hello, good evening, sir.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, fine. My name is Sunday, calling from Shomel.
Thanks for calling, Sunday.
Yeah, my question was that I'm a virgin, so I don't know how infertility affects, because I don't have a girlfriend, and I'm a virgin, so I don't know if the topic on ground has an issue or what I'm the virgin, so just want to know.
How,
being
how,
a virgin has nothing. It has nothing to do with your fertility.
Well, you stay a virgin until when you check yourself out.
When you get the missus.
Yeah, when you get when you get there. I mean, what can I say? Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hey. How are you? What's your name?
My name is Mr. Kenny from Sunlight.
All right. Thanks for calling. Talk to us.
Thank you. Lately, I discovered that. Don't have a relation like normally before. And in the morning, I have a very good relation, but whenever I want to have a contact with my wife, it's like I don't have a relation. I don't know what it's called. So I have a BP, I take a drug or BP, I don't know what it is. Let me call you or no. Or there is any advice like this for me.
Okay.
Yeah, it actually needs to get examined again. They should check, just like I said, the medications is on. Is the
do you think psychology is here as well?
Yeah, that's also important. Mm. That's also important. So they need to also assess the medications and then check him for diabetes too.
Diabetes.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Should be checked for that.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Hello, my name is Victor. Calling from Lekki.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay. Please. Yeah, I wanted to know if the size of a man can really affect infertility. Now. Like.
No, sir. Okay.
That's what I want to know. Eh?
It doesn't.
It doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what I'm asking is that I'm like 23, but my mouth doesn't grow bigger, so I'm like, kid. But that can cause something in the future or something.
Well, basically, you've heard from the doc. I mean, one word, two letters. No, it doesn't affect. Okay. More than two letters, but basically no, it doesn't. So the Bridge Clinic in collaboration with the Men's Room. That's what you're listening to right now. And we're big on fertility, talking on fertility and just demystifying all of the cloudiness around male fertility and myths and all of that. I've got me Dr. Bamidele Babatunde, who is a fertility physician. And he's said a whole lot about what to do, how it can be done, and better yet, where it can be done. Regarding this issue, it's not a death sentence. It's not doomsday. On one hand, yes, it's bad news, and on the other hand, it's like the good news is, hey, the Bridge Clinic is there to ensure that they put smiles on faces of couples, regardless, male and female. And the good thing is that a whole lot of males are speaking up right now and walking into your clinics, and I'm really impressed at the number of people calling. You know, the males calling to make inquiries and all of that. All right, we have a bunch of people still trying to call. Hello.
Hello, good evening, sir.
Hi, how are you? What's your name?
Yeah, I'm calling from my papa again. I have a question for doctor. How do you diagnose one sperm count? How can one, like, you, I, can you using a composite that you must ejaculate before your sperm count is being, you're being diagnosed?
Yes, you need to have the sample, and you cannot have the sample without ejaculating. So you need to give us the sample, and then the sample will be analyzed.
All right, and that's it. You can hook up with the Bridge Clinic as well. Yeah? 01-631-0092. Well, of course, I'll read it again. I'll let you know. I'll let you have it. It's 01-631-0092. And then you can send messages and WhatsApp and all of that to this number, 081-046-07791. You can also text fertility to that number, and all your questions, all your worries, all your inquiries, and every single thing will be taken care of by the Bridge Clinic there. Yeah. Doctor, what can I say? Thank you so much for coming. It's really good having you here. I think I've been in school myself. This is like a class. I'm telling you, it's like a class session, having you in class and all of that. We learn every day. And just realizing the fact that all of these things, the myths can be demystified and, you know, made simple and made easy. Some nice lifestyle, improved lifestyle, and checking out the Bridge Clinic for whatever it is to check it out. And not just for the males, for the females as well. And I realize you talk a whole lot about the couples being there, not just one,
not just the man,
not just the man, or not just the woman. Two of them being there to check themselves out and all
the
of that.
The support is important.
We're going to be doing this again next week. Okay. The series continue. Fertility right here in the Men's Room. We're going to be here again, same time, same dial next week. So please make it a date. If you missed out, don't forget the numbers are open for you. 081-046-07791. Send messages to that number, or you can simply call 01-63-10092. You can also follow at Men's Room OJ, and that's Twitter and also Facebook, Men's Room. And we'll carry on the conversation there, should you so please. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for calling. We'll catch you again, same time, same dial next week. I'm Onimisi Adaba. Over and out.
It's brand new on Inspiration FM. Bridge Clinic, the first pioneering IVF center in Nigeria, partners with the Men's Room to bring you the much-needed platform for healthy and honest discussions on things we as men hardly talk about. Join in every Tuesday from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. with Onimisi Adaba, the Men's Room. The Men's Room, from the bedroom to the boardroom.
Shout out to my baby. He always tells me that I look good. Shout out to my baby. Yeah.